A special school
six. Yes, I do. On dates, we had...
What's the place? For disturbed children, wasn't it?
Children with problems of one kind and another, as we used to say, very much amongst ourselves.
In other words, no father?
Usually not. Sometimes, preferably not.
Graham Mooney.
I'm sorry?
Name mean anything to you?
A one-time pupil of yours, sir.
I've had so many.
A footballer.
You took a particular interest in.
Graham? Well, what about him?
Oh, you remember now, do you, sir?
I got him a trial with Arsenal, was it? He was very talented as a lad.
You obviously liked him.
Up to a point.
What point was that, sir?
Well, he had a violent side. I got him a trial and he deliberately fouled the goalkeeper. Unnecessarily. It was my job to like him. If you give yourself the luxury of not liking your pupils, you never get through to them.
Which you like to do.
Oh, I'm sorry, Headmaster.
I know. Tell them to start the meeting without me, Alice, would you? I'll be there as soon as I can.
Now tell them.
I gather that Graham Mooney has done something that brings you here this morning. Would you be good enough to tell me what it is, or has someone done something to him?
We happen to be holding him on charges, among others, of rape and causing grievous bodily harm.
And has this somehow got something to do with me?
You're married, I believe, Mr. Bradley. Your wife is Joyce Hadley, is that right? The TV personality?
My God, he hasn't done something to Joyce, has he?
Oh, not at all, sir, no.
So what exactly has she got to do with anything? Who did he attack then, Graham?
The female's name is Vera Purchase. She's a prostitute. Mooney is a pimp, among his other activities.
When did this happen, and where?
Paddington, about 10 days ago. It was in the paper. You didn't read about it?
You see this stack of stuff? That's what I read. Why did he do whatever he did to her?
It may have been some kind of a ritual. He and a friend tortured this girl, it looks, till she very nearly bled to death. He believed in black magic, or so he said.
He's asked to see me, is that it?
Why do you imagine he would want to do that?
Well, it doesn't require much imagination. He's in trouble, he has no family. If that's not why you're here, perhaps you'd now be good enough to tell me why you are.
Since Graham's been in custody, he's been interviewed by a number of people.
That I can imagine.
Including a psychiatrist. You no longer live with your wife, I believe.
That too was in your paper, presumably. Journalists. I'm sorry to be impatient, but I'm supposed to be at a staff meeting.
But you're on good terms with her, are you?
We're civilized people, or try to be. We have the children to think of.
Did you ever give Graham Mooney money, Mr. Bradley?
Money? For what?
Well, very much my question.
I haven't seen Graham in, it must be, 11 or 12 years.
It's 10, sir.
Then it's 10. I'm sorry to say I haven't given him a thought since. If you're hoping that I can tell you something about him that you're not in a much better position to find out for yourselves, I'm afraid I'm going to disappoint you.
This money you gave him...
I was probably very foolish.
You remember now?
I was annoyed that he'd made a mess of the chance I'd bothered to get for him. I took him out for a meal.
And that's when you gave him money?
You're supposed to be investigating this rape, is it?
What makes you think that, sir?
Well, why else are you here?
How much did you give him, Mr. Bradley?
Well, too much. £10, possibly. It was a lot then.
Too much for what?
His own good, evidently. I was angry, now I look back.
With Graham?
And even angrier with myself, because I'd allowed him to make a fool of me.
And was that the first time you did so? Give him money?
First and last. What is this? What are you implying? What are you implying?
Hello?
Adam?
Yes?
It's Joyce Hadley.
Ah.
Am I disturbing you?
Well, yes. Is something wrong?
It is, rather. I'm in Harrods.
Bad as that.
Can I jump in a cab and come and see you?
Of course.
clothesline?
I...